This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to address 79th session of UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday evening. Prime Minister Oli calls for collective global effort to tackle existential threats posed by rising sea levels. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deva urges G20 nations to increase support for least developed countries to address climate change impacts. President Ramchandra Pordal urges hospitals to provide health services, keeping poor and helpless people in center. And Israel says it's striking Beirut after Netanyahu rejects ceasefire calls. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is addressing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Thursday evening, local time. The head of the government, who is leading the Nepali delegation to the UN General Assembly, is also scheduled to address a high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance at 11:45 a.m. local time on Thursday evening itself. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for adoption of an integrated approach, a mountain-to-sea initiative in our climate actions, recognizing the inherent connections between this ecosystem. In his statement at a high-level plenary meeting of the 79th United Nations General Assembly on the theme Addressing the Threats Posed by Sea Level Rise on Wednesday, Prime Minister Oli proposed to take bold decisions and actions to limit the global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The Prime Minister also called for collective global efforts to tackle rising sea levels, to build resilience in our nations, and to adapt to the changes. Prime Minister also called upon the UN General Assembly to convene a high-level meeting next year dedicated to addressing the existential threats posed by climate change to both mountain nations and island states. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli and Dr. Mohammad Yunus, chief advisor to the interim government of Bangladesh, held a meeting on Wednesday during the sidelines of the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations in New York. According to Bishnu Rimal, chief advisor to the Prime Minister, the issues of Nepal-Bangladesh relations, with the focus on energy and transit cooperation, were discussed during the meeting. Prime Minister Oli is in New York leading a Nepali delegation attending the 79th United Nations General Assembly. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deva has urged the G20 member countries to increase financial support for the least developed countries to address the damaging impacts of climate change. The Foreign Affairs Minister delivered the remark on behalf of the group of least developed countries, of which Nepal is the current chair. Arjun Sapkota brings more in this report.
Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deva addressed the G20 foreign ministers meeting on Wednesday in New York, organized by Brazil on the margins of the high-level segment of the UN General Assembly. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana spoke on behalf of the Group of Least Developed Countries, LDCs, and reflected on the problems faced by LDCs due to climate change and poverty. The Foreign Affairs Minister urged the G20 nations to take a leading role in promoting inclusive growth and accelerating the 2030 agenda.
LDCs are bearing the brunt of multifaceted crises exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change and geopolitical tensions. The recent increase in extreme poverty, the first in over two decades, has hit LDCs hard. Therefore, without targeted and enhanced support, LDCs risk falling further behind, jeopardizing the global commitment to leave no one behind. We believe that the G20 can be a trailblazer in promoting inclusive growth, accelerating the 2030 agenda, enhancing global health security, leading climate action, driving digital transformation, bridging digital divides, fostering multilateral cooperation, and addressing the challenges we face.
Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana also called for the establishment of a G20-led fund to support climate adaptation and resilience building in LDCs, with a focus on grant-based financing and capacity building for project development and implementation.
prioritizing LDC-specific financing mechanisms is crucial. We urge G20 members to support the creation of a dedicated financial facility for LDCs within multilateral development banks. This could include expanding concessional windows and developing innovative instruments to de-risk private investment in LDCs. We call for a robust debt relief mechanism for LDCs through debt cancellation. We recommend the establishment of a G20-led fund to support climate adaptation and resilience building in LDCs with a focus on grant-based financing and capacity building for project development and implementation as well as for loss and damage.
The Foreign Affairs Minister also called on G20 members to provide duty-free and quota-free market access for all LDC products to help LDCs better integrate into global value chains and boost export revenues. The meeting remained important to highlight burning issues faced by LDCs. By fostering equitable partnership and supports, the G20 nations can significantly contribute to the sustainable development and resilience of LDCs. Arjun Sapkota, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
President Ramchandra Patel has urged hospitals and health workers to keep the poor and helpless people in center while providing health facilities. President Patel made the request at a program organized today in Chitwan on the 25th anniversary of B.P. Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital in Bharatpur and the 20th National Cancer Awareness Day. The head of the state also urged the federal government to pay special attention to produce necessary human resources for the treatment, prevention and control of cancer disease. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has pointed out the need of constructing safe buildings for the development of safe settlements, addressing the learning exchange workshop organized by USAID in Kathmandu. Today, Home Minister Lekhak shared that Nepal has made timely revision in building code, learning a lesson from the Gorkha earthquake. He laid emphasis on the need of capacity building of technical human resources in every local level for the effective implementation of revised building code. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's stamp it a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal JFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel's military says it's carrying out strikes in Lebanese capital of Beirut. The BBC cited Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as directing the IDF to keep fighting with the full force in Lebanon. The Prime Minister's office has not responded to the ceasefire call. Israel said at least 45 rockets had been fired from Lebanese territory, and Hezbollah said it targeted an Israeli defense site near Haifa. Al Jazeera cited Gaza's civil defense as saying that at least 15 people have now been confirmed killed from Israel's attack on Jabalia Hafsa al Fallujah school. Hurricane Helene continues to strengthen as it barrels towards the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the BBC, the Category 1 storm is on track and to intensify quickly into a dangerous Category 4 hurricane by the time it makes landfall in Florida on Thursday evening local time. The governors of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia have declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm's landfall. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumini Province. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to address 79th session of UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday evening. Prime Minister Oli calls for collective global effort to tackle existential threats posed by rising sea levels. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva urges G20 nations to increase support for least developed countries to address climate change impacts. President Ramchandra Porel urges hospitals to provide health facilities, keeping poor and helpless people in center. And Israel says it's striking Beirut after Netanyahu rejects ceasefire calls. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.